talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And unfortunately, we're going to Atlanta, Georgia. Remember something we've said many, many times in this show? Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, and it's creeping in right now in the state of Georgia. What do I mean by that? In every show we've talked about, or any show where the issue came up, we pointed out that the DA in Atlanta, Fulton County, Fannie Willis, is terrific. She convened an advisory grand jury to investigate Trump and the fake electors in Georgia. That grand jury came back, and it didn't specify who they recommended indictments for, but they said that a number of the witnesses perjured themselves. A number of them perjured themselves. There's some very, very high-profile people that appeared before that advisory grand jury. Now Fannie Willis has to decide, and I think I know how she'll decide, shall I submit it to a real grand jury, one that has indictment power, and present all of the evidence and have them come back with an indictment. The grand jury comes back with an indictment that's cover for her in issuing criminal charges against whomever they decide to indict. Well, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. The gerrymandered Republican legislature, illegitimate commie government legislature in Georgia, introduced two bills to create an oversight board to remove district attorneys if they commit what's called willful misconduct, end quote. They introduced a third bill that would reduce the signatures required for a recall election under Georgia law from 30% to 2%. You can easily get 2% of signatures. Marjorie Taylor Greene approved it. The idea is to get rid of Fannie Willis. The idea is to get rid of Fannie Willis. Another principal supporter is Burt Jones. Who is Burt Jones? Burt Jones is the lieutenant governor of Georgia, a fake elector, and a target of Fannie Willis. And he helped ram this thing through. Now, when Fannie Willis objected to this and the lack of definition of what willful misconduct is, here's what she was told. There's a state senator now in Georgia named Consert, C-O-N-S-E-R-T, and he said to Willis that he's supporting this. He said, he's one of the introducers. He said, quote, because I have one case in mind that we're reading about in the papers, end quote. I wonder what that is. What case does he have in mind? Which is the Trump, of course, grand jury. Fannie Willis responded to him and said, hey, wait a minute, I'm prosecuting gangs. I'm prosecuting violent crimes. I'm doing what a DA should do. Consert said to her, it was not those cases. Willis said to him, well, then which one is it? And Consert said, I'm not going to say. The other thing they said to Fannie Willis was that you are not prosecuting marijuana cases. And you've said you're not going to prosecute doctors for doing abortions, regardless of the issue, even whether it's to save the life of a mother. They want Fannie Willis to prosecute those doctors. And she said, They said, those are laws on the books, and if you're not prosecuting them, that's where we're going to yank you off. She said, well, adultery's on the books, too. You want me to prosecute that? And there was this profound silence. This is what's happening right now in Georgia. They're moving in, and by the way, there are 14 minority DAs in counties in Georgia right now statewide, and a number of them are targeted in this. And it's all under the guise of the rule of law, an oversight board, and they're going to say it's willful misconduct, and they're not going to come right out and say it's because she may indict the lieutenant governor of the state, Burt Jones, or Donald Trump, or Rudy Giuliani, or anybody else for perjury in front of that grand jury, whatever it is. They won't say that. They will say she is not charging marijuana cases. She said she won't charge abortions performed by licensed medical doctors who believe that it's in the mother's health interest to do it. And they're fairly candid about what they're up to. Concert, the senator who helped put these bills through, said, quote, I have one case in mind. We're reading about it in the papers. Willis said, hey, wait a minute, I'm prosecuting gangs, I'm prosecuting violent crimes. Concert said, those aren't the cases that I'm thinking of. And then they try to steer the subject off to marijuana and abortion. If they take Fannie Willis out, remember something. Trump's pinch points are New York, Washington, Florida, and Atlanta. In New York, Alvin Bragg took a dive. Alvin Bragg had the case all teed up, criminal case, against Donald Trump. Pomerantz, one of the most experienced prosecutors in Manhattan, was on board, ready to, it came out of the grand jury. It was all ready to charge. Alvin Bragg took a dive. Alvin Bragg, somebody got to him. They squeezed out Cyrus Vance, who was a great prosecutor because it was an entire identity politics race. Bragg snuck in. Bragg took a dive. Merrick Garland has shown no inclination to prosecute anyone. I've said before, and I say it again, he brought Jack Smith in, who was a very, very good prosecutor, but to load on Jack Smith's shoulders the prosecution of a former president who's running for president now, to load that on his shoulders, it's a pretty heavy burden. And witnesses that have appeared before Smith to be interviewed said they got the impression that he's just writing a report, that they're going through the motions and they're writing a book report type thing. The other place is the U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., because of what Trump did, the insurrection, ginning it up. Garland could do that one, too. Garland could go after him on the fake electors. But no DA in the country right now is prosecuting fake electors. And Garland doesn't seem inclined to do it. They could go after him on classified documents in Mar-a-Lago. And not just having them. Apparently, virtually all former presidents and vice presidents have some classified documents among their papers by accident. Why do I say that? Because there are 7 billion classified documents right now. There are 50 million classified every year. There are few, if any, standards, and every clerk who wants to just hits with a classified thing. That's not what we're talking about with Donald Trump. That is what we're talking about with Joe Biden and Mike Pence. A couple from Biden go back to his Senate days in the 70s. When your staff clears out your office, they do their best, but occasionally something like that gets in. That's not what we're talking about with Donald Trump. Donald Trump took some documents that showed the nuclear capabilities of an unnamed country. Other documents were of the highest sensitivity. There's no indication that Pence or Biden or anybody else ever did that. Pretty clear he wants to monetize them somehow. When he got a subpoena, he lied initially and said he didn't have any. Then when they sniffed him out, issued a subpoena in May of last year, he lied again through his lawyers and then went and obstructed and took the classified documents, had a Mar-a-Lago, loaded them on a plane and sent them to Bedminster, New Jersey. Then when they came in, the FBI, there's convinced that there are still classified documents in his possession. He did not cooperate with them, and he won't say where they are. That, to me, is a case in kind that's different from Pence and different from Biden. Obviously, it kind of clouds it up a little bit when you have Pence and Biden in on it as well, even though it's much more innocent. Fannie Willis was the ace in the hole. I mean, Fannie Willis has a lot of guts, and she had him for that extortion call to Raffensperger saying, I need 11,000 more votes. Now the Georgia legislature looks like they're going to remove her, and they'll put in some sort of compliant hack who will play ball with the commie legislature down there, the gerrymandered, illegitimate legislature. What can be done about this? She can go to court, federal court, and say, look, their purpose in doing this is clearly to target minority DAs around the state. There's only 14 of them, and they're going to knock a few of them off, knock me off because they're trying to protect Trump, trying to protect Burt Jones, the fake elector who's the lieutenant governor. And what that's going to take is a federal judiciary who does the right thing. And right now, in the U.S. Supreme Court, we don't have that. We have six tarantulas on the Supreme Court. And we had that Eileen Mercedes Cannon, the Colombian she-wolf down in Florida, who obstructed the inquiry into Trump and the classified documents. So stand by as this story develops. When we break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan and his weaponization of federal government committee. And by the way, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, back in August of 22, spoke to the CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Caucus. And what he said was, quote, we're going to frame up the 2024 race to make sure that Trump wins. So he said to him. And part of that strategy has been to take out Fannie Willis. We've got to resist that. We've got to make it clear in the courts and public opinion that you can't take out a prosecutor, a good prosecutor, for no discernible reason other than they're trying to save Trump and put someone in who'll take a dive like Alvin Bragg. But let's talk about Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Jim Jordan from Ohio, congressman. One little known fact, some of you know it, some of you don't. He was an NCAA national champion wrestler, I think in the 130s. I don't know what, 135, 139, whatever it was. And guess who he wrestled for? He wrestled for the University of Wisconsin, Madison. Wrestled for us. And then he went bad. He went rogue. And now he is the chairman of this weaponization committee. And you may say, look, a lot of people go, well, Matt, come on. Weaponization, it's obviously dumb. It's stupid. Nobody's going to pay any attention to it. Well, think about this. Think about these facts. The premise of the weaponization committee is that the federal government has been weaponized and ginned up the Russia investigation to, quote, falsely, end quote, imply that somehow Russia and Trump had a link and that somehow Russia helped him in the 2016 election. Oh, really? Oh, really? You think that that was a, they call it a witch hunt. Oh, really? You think that was a witch hunt? You think that Putin didn't do anything to help Trump? You think they didn't have a relationship? You think Trump didn't sit at Helsinki in that press conference, said he trusted Putin over the CIA and the FBI? Open your eyes. One of the debates, Trump said, Russia, if you're listening, hack into Hillary's emails. So he said, the debate. Claimed he was joking. Bipartisan committee, chaired by a Republican in the Senate, found that the Ruskies had tapped in Facebook and all social media and put on false, misleading, provocative things that helped Trump. Trump only won Michigan by 10,000 votes. He only won Wisconsin by 20-some-odd thousand. There's no doubt that Russia helped him and put him through. This weaponization committee says that Trump is the, quote, victim, end quote, of the January 6 investigations. They've had one hearing. They claim they have dozens of whistleblowers, Grassley, of, you know, I don't know how old the guy is, like Methuselah out of Iowa, and others gave rambling statements. They're releasing only parts of interviews. The Democrats have put out a 316-page report refuting everything they're charging, everything. It turns out there are not dozens of whistleblowers. There are three whistleblowers, and they didn't volunteer. They were recruited by Kash Patel and Russell Vought, both right-wing Trump conspiracy mongers. These three were released from the FBI. They were former FBI agents. They claim that, quote, the FBI is biased against conservatives. However, two of the three, before they were let go, lost their security clearances. Jordan won't release their disciplinary records to the Democrats, but one of them was caught trying to access classified information he had no access to. But we still have not seen the disciplinary records of the others. Kash Patel provided money and legal services to two of them and a job at a right-wing think tank to another one. In turn, these people are coached, and one of them said, now listen, this is a former FBI agent. Quote, the FBI agents are brown shirts of the DNC, and they were the ones on behalf of the DNC that caused and orchestrated January 6th. That's all you got to know. That is what these clowns in the majority, and it's only a five or so, six-seat majority, are spending. They spent over $200,000 to fly the committee out to Oklahoma to a ranch of a donor. The ranch of a donor. Why do they have to go to Oklahoma to the ranch of a donor? This is a scam. They call it Benghazi 2.0. It's not Benghazi 2.0. Benghazi was a scam as well. This is about three former FBI agents who were released. Two of them lost their security clearance. One of them was caught accessing classified information he had no authority to access and no reason to access. And these clowns recruited, several paid, and given one given a job by Kash Patel. Remember Kash? And by the way, it's Kash, K-A-S-H. That's his, I swear that's his first name, Kash Patel. Kash Patel. This is simply McCarthy bowing down to Gates and Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, and the rest of them. And it's a scam. It's a fraud. So if you're in discussion with anyone about, well, what about this weaponization committee, you know the full facts. not dozens of whistleblowers, three whistleblowers, very sullied whistleblowers, lying and recruited and paid. Going to a break. I see you on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet in Florida, too. New bill about to be signed in Florida, which is unbelievable. This one has been even criticized by some Republicans. Newt Gingrich, who's bad news in and of himself, criticized it. It would prohibit anybody from blogging for compensation about Ron DeSantis without registering with the state. They have 5 days after the posting of their first post to register with the state, or they face a daily fine. And for good measure, because the legislature wanted in on this, gerrymandered illegitimate legislature in Florida. It also forbids anybody blogging for compensation about the lieutenant governor, a cabinet officer, or any member of the legislature, believe it or not. Now, that is so clearly unconstitutional. Blogging now is media. Blogging is media. This is not just a case of saying, well, we didn't mention newspapers. Right at the beginning of our country's founding, right with the Constitution, media did not have to register. They didn't have to get permission. They didn't have to ask the permission of people that they were reporting about whether they could report about them. Because if you did, they'd almost always say no, or demand to see it in advance, edit it, make it favorable, and you have corrupt government. But they're doing that in Florida right now. They're doing it in Florida right now. It's so clearly unconstitutional. I think that even this Supreme Court would have to strike it down. But you never know with the Supreme Court. But here's what it is. This new bill in Florida, at DeSantis's urging, anybody who blogs, or in other words, any social media who writes about DeSantis, lieutenant governor, a cabinet officer, or a legislator down there, and gets any compensation of any sort, has to register with the state. And if they don't, they have to pay a daily fine until they do, and they have 5 days to register after their first posting. Now, you know, if you said that were happening in Moscow right now or St. Petersburg, you'd shrug and say, yeah, right, exactly. Or China, Beijing, or Hong Kong, or a lot of countries in Africa, or Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, any country in the Middle East other than Israel. Yeah, you'd say, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. And it can't survive here in this country either. But this is Ron DeSantis. And I tell you, I think there are serious problems, not just with him, but with his candidacy. And let me go into that right now. That is, Trump right now apparently has a 5-point plan to attack DeSantis ceaselessly, insult him, stream of criticisms, insulting nicknames, calling him disloyal, and very mean-spirited personal attacks. Now, you might say, look, we know Trump, he's a criminal. So far, he's avoided indictment. He has a legislature in Georgia that's trying to take out the DA that is looking at him really hard. Somebody got to Alvin Bragg in New York. Garland apparently is spinning his wheels. But, you know, if you run for president, over and above what you stand for, what you say, remember the president is the head of state as well as the head of government. And we're one of the rare countries that puts them together. For instance, in the UK, the head of state is the king or the queen. The head of government is the prime minister. That's true in any state, any country with a monarchy. And even countries that don't have monarchies, you'll have presidents and prime ministers. Our country is one of the few where the roles are put together in the person of one individual, in this case, Joe Biden. DeSantis wants to replace Joe Biden. So does Trump. Trump is essentially a paid arm of Russian intelligence. Trump has betrayed this country. He's afraid of Putin. He's been compensated by Putin. He's been blackmailed by Putin. You and I know that, but he still has a substantial minority in the Republican Party. But DeSantis was a clean slate. And I'm going to get into what I think he is doing now that could make it that he doesn't even run. But first, we go into the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call. Excuse me, I'm the first time driving the Beltline today, and it's a little busy. Anyway, I'm starting to hold out very little hope that Trump gets prosecuted on anything. And the cult doesn't believe anything you're saying anyway. I hate to call them a cult, but that's basically what I think they are. And I don't know why the other part of the Republican Party don't stand up against this guy, because he's very, very dangerous. So that's my take today, and I hope I'm wrong. Thanks, Matt.
No, I think you're right. And I'll say it again. How's he going to get prosecuted? He could get prosecuted in New York, but Alvin Bragg took a dive, and Letitia James, the AG, is only going after him civilly. And it'll be, I think, his maximum exposure is $3 or $4 million. He'll look on that as chump change. He'll raise money off it and keep the money himself. Secondly, D.C., yeah, for the insurrection, yeah. Where is Merrick Garland? He's missing in action. Missing in action, and a lot of the witnesses said, you know, talking to him, we get the feeling that his people are just looking to write a report. Fannie Willis was the gold standard. I really like Fannie Willis. Fannie Willis. And now the Georgia legislature is trying to take her out. We're going back to the lines. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Jake?
You know, Matt, if the mild-mannered milquetoast Merrick Garland, if all he comes up with is a book report, I might have to rip that up, just like Nancy Pelosi ripping up a Trump State of the Union speech. But at least there'll be a silver lining if Donald Trump is not, you know, indicted or convicted. He'll probably end up being the nominee for the Republican Party in 2024, and he will lose in yet another, you know, landslide, at least as far as the popular vote goes. And the Electoral College, he's not going to do any better. He's not going to win any states, you know, in 2024 that he lost in 2020. He's not going to improve his numbers. So if the Republicans want to nominate a loser in 2024, have at it.
You know, Jake, I hear what you're saying, and that is a very respected opinion in a lot of the Democratic Party. Let me tell you my fear. There's no certainty in this life. If Joe Biden is the nominee, I think you're right. What happens if, God forbid, Joe Biden is not the nominee? You know, for any reason. It could be health. It could be a lot of things. I don't expect that to be the case. He's a very healthy guy. He was quite an athlete in high school as a young man, and he's very, very fit, and very fit. And I expect he will, and I expect you're right. But if he isn't, can Kamala Harris beat Trump? Can J.B. Pritzker beat Trump? Can Gavin Newsom beat Trump? Who can beat Trump? I think so. I think so. But in a sense, I'm a partisan. I was the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin for two terms. And Trump is doing everything in his power to destroy any competition in the Republican Party. All of the senators have chickened out. They're no damn good themselves. Let's be blunt. Cruz, Hawley, Cotton, Lindsey Graham. But they're all, and Rubio, they're all chickened out. Not that they'd be any good. Hogan basically chickened out. The governors have all chickened out. You have Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, in her wildest dreams, is running and hoping to be the VP pick or get a job in the cabinet. That's all she's doing. Crooked Mike Pompeo, who enabled Trump in the Ukraine betrayal, remember, where he went with Zelensky and wouldn't give him arms unless he investigated Biden. Pompeo's not going anywhere. I think he was, the highest he was elected was Congress at one point out in Kansas. So Trump may have it, or DeSantis. But, you know, DeSantis, some of the things he's doing, I cannot believe how stupid they are. All he has to do is say, hey, I'm a conservative, but I stand with the free world in Ukraine, and those Russians, they're as bad as Ronald Reagan said they were, as John Kennedy said they were, and the rest of them, and I'm in the mainstream American president. That's all he had to say. The clown is now dabbling. The clown is dabbling with Trump speak and things like, well, maybe we don't give Zelensky everything he wants. What about him? You know, then how about this? Get rid of New York Times versus Sullivan. Many people don't understand. You know, you may get in arguments with folks and they'll go, well, we think the media should be held to account. Here's what will happen. Before New York Times versus Sullivan and after, if the six tarantulas repeal it, and there's a bill in Florida right now that goes directly against it, which is presently unconstitutional, and go like this. Somebody blogs in or somebody on Facebook says, the county board is in the hip pocket of the developers. Developers fund a lawsuit against them for libel, shut them down. Somebody else says, Trump is in the hip pocket of his donors. These lawsuits cost millions of dollars. Nobody has that kind of money except very wealthy people. They will use censorship by money, by lawsuit, by defamation lawsuit to shut you down. Under New York Times versus Sullivan, they can't do that right now. First of all, if you say something, the other guy, the public figure, has to prove it's not true. It's not that you have to prove it's true. Secondly, he's a public figure. He has to prove that you did it with actual malice and knew it was false. Thirdly, if it's a matter of opinion, it's not actionable. You can't sue over it. Fourthly, if you're a limited purpose public figure, even if you're not a public figure, if you're swept up in a public controversy, you can't sue unless you can prove the other guy lied intentionally. That is the most important defense of the First Amendment in our history. And the clown, DeSantis, is obsessed with getting rid of it, just like Trump. He's trying to be a few degrees to the right of Trump, thinking people, therefore, the Trump people will vote for him, and then he can moderate later. It ain't going to work. If they want Trump, they're going to vote for Trump. They're not going to vote for a fake Trump. And nobody listening to this clown, and the other thing he wants is a new constitutional convention, throw out our Constitution under Article 5, rip it up, and have a bunch of lobby clowns in Mar-a-Lago or in Las Vegas, redraft the whole thing. The clown has said this. And plus, he doesn't come across where you have any confidence in the guy. He has no presentation, no demeanor, kind of a squeaky voice, and this is how he operates. He's bad news. So this guy, I personally think he may not even declare, because if he keeps doing badly in the polls, then we have Trump, the Russian criminal Trump. The Russian criminal Trump. Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore in politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard. Say he's a traitor. Say he's Putin's mistress. He'll put on a dress and a wig and makeup and high heels and walk into the G20 with Putin on his arm. And they will announce Mr. and Mrs. Vladimir Putin. Say things like that. but we're not saying things like that. Thanks for calling, Jake. Very, very good comments. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right back to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gene, what's in your mind?
Hey, Matt. Another bad thing to add to the list. I'll tell you, I'm running out of notebooks here. It's unbelievable. It really is. I mean, you feel like you're in la-la land sometime, that this doesn't happen in the United States of America. These people are getting away with abuse of power, spreading lies and deception and really fraud and misleading the people of our country and dividing and conquering. And the people who are going to win are the wealthy people funding these people and getting them into office. So I'm praying people get out there and vote for Janet Protasiewicz for us in our state so that we can try to get some handle on our state, because they're coming for us next. They started in Wisconsin, and we were starting to fight back, but they were in those other states, Matt, at the same time they were in Wisconsin. When we got the, you know, some of those laws that Republicans passed through in Wisconsin, I was following other states. They were doing the same thing, you know, like the right to work, running down unions, running down teachers, you know, doing these different things. And we have to be on top of it, folks, because we really need to fight back. And this is our big chance. I hope everybody gets out and votes. Thank you so much, Matt, for keeping everybody up to date on what's going on. We need this. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. And you're right on the money, as always. April 4, 4 weeks from tomorrow, is the Supreme Court final election, general election. 4 weeks from tomorrow, Janet Protasiewicz against this Dan Kelly. And by the way, they go online, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, Dan Bice, put out a scorching, scorching article about Kelly. Some of the things that he posted on a website or on a blog of his back 5-6 years ago, and then he took down, hoping nobody would see him. You got to read this. It's unbelievable. In any event, I think Janet's looking good, working hard. I think she has a lot of support, but get out and vote. Get out and vote. Vote absentee by mail, vote absentee in person. If you can't do either one, make a plan to vote on election day, April 4, 4 weeks from tomorrow, because that would make the court, if Janet wins 4-3, we get rid of gerrymandering. She would hold the 1849 statute unconstitutional. The thing's 174 years old, for Pete's sake. Women couldn't vote back in 1849. They couldn't vote for the legislature that passed it, and it's based on 19th century science. If you take a look at 19th century biology, in the first half of the 19th century, it'd make the hair on your back stand up. So the point of the matter is, there's a lot at stake here. And the other thing, Gene, I just want a quick mention, is everything else I've been talking about today, the legislature in Georgia conspiring, setting up the ability to yank Fannie Willis so that Trump is no longer threatened by a DA in Atlanta, ostensibly the rule of law down in Florida, where DeSantis is ramming through a bill that says you get a daily fine if you don't register with the state, if you want to even mention him. You even mention him. Doesn't say whether it's favorable or not. Mention him. And you get any money at all for it. You know, you work for a small town paper, or I don't know, maybe you monetize your website. But in any event, unconstitutional, all of it is. But remember something. Our Constitution has been copied by many, many authoritarian countries. And they go, oh, look, we have the same Constitution. but they still come at night, knock on your door, and drag you out. They still beat you and torture you when they arrest you. The truth of the matter is, they go through the appearance of the rule of law. In Russia, they always try these people for money laundering or treason, and then they throw them in jail and kill them. It's not just having those kinds of laws, like our Constitution. It's actually enforcing them and meaning them. And right now, the Republican Party is not enforcing them and meaning them. In fact, they're passing laws of their own, like the one in Florida, to fine you daily if you don't register, if you want to even talk about the governor, that kind of thing. A couple of things on Ukraine I want to mention. Sergey Lavrov, nasty-looking thing. If you take a good look at him again, he's a nasty thing. Cruel, vicious, sadistic, genocidal pervert. He was at the G20 in New Delhi, and the clown got up, and he said, we are in the war because Ukraine invaded Russia. And, you know, usually these people suck it up. They laughed. They shouted, come on, and laughed. And the clown looked very, very distressed. There are some things going over there. I'm going to give you an example and then give you a remedy. Ramzan Kardagov, Chechenian leader, another genocidal sadist, has apparently been poisoned by Putin. His kidneys are failing. He's in very tough shape. He said he doesn't trust Moscow doctors, and he flew to the United Arab Emirates to have a kidney specialist look at it. Why was he poisoned by Putin? Because he, in trying to be so loyal to Putin, he kept attacking the Russian general staff, and they didn't like it. He said only, you know, us Islamists, us jihadists can wage this war. They go in, rape everybody they can get their hands on, murder them, murder civilians. Well, the Wagner Group's doing the same thing. So they got tired and they poisoned him. And his number two got poisoned too. So it may be that these animals will fight each other. It may be that these animals will fight each other. But Zelensky continues to be magnificent, inspirational. The Ukrainian people and their example are magnificent and inspirational. And quite frankly, what's happening right now is we've been great. The UK has gotten them arms. Germany has gotten them some arms. Germany is slowballing it, slow rolling it. They still have memories. They're the ones that invaded Russia and Ukraine in the 1940s and killed millions of people. They got to get with the program. Switzerland is a real problem. Switzerland makes a lot of the ammunition for German tanks and guns, and they won't ship it to Ukraine. They won't join the EU, and they will not join NATO. But they get their defense paid for, because nobody can bomb Switzerland without flying over Germany or France or one of the adjacent countries. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. There has to be economic pressure put on Switzerland, to a lesser extent Germany, and get to the point of their promise, which was, we are going to supply Ukraine. And the final thing I'll say to Joe Biden, God love him, I'm a supporter. Joe, get them planes and get them 190-mile HIMARS, not 50-mile HIMARS. They've got to be able to bomb Crimea and Mariupol, the Russian troops that occupied it, and kill every one of them they can get their hands on. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, director. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.